This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Roberto Garza Jr. Date of birth, August 7, 1998. Case ID number is 799-2985. Date of exam, April 2, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information, this is a 25-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spinal muscular atrophy type 2. The claimant is presently employed as a customer service at a call center, which he has been doing for 4 years now. He states he works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his parents, which is just his mother at this time. And he's been on disability for approximately 3 years. Allegation number one, spinal muscle atrophy type 2. The claimant states that in 2006, that he was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy type 2. He was diagnosed at the Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, and he has been hospitalized approximately 10 times for weakness. The claimant states that he has spasms and weakness of all four extremities, decreased balance, but normal vision. He has no difficulty with speech, mental status, seizures, or any syncopal episodes. At the present time, his residual symptoms include spasms and weakness of all four extremities, decreased balance, but normal vision. And he, at this time, he also has no problems with his speech, comma, mental status, comma, seizures, comma, or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk approximately 30 feet with assistance. He is unable to stand for long periods of time and probably can stand about 5 minutes. The claimant is unable to climb stairs and does have a walker that he uses at home. He also has an electric chair and a manual wheelchair as well. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, but is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He is presently on no medications for his condition. There is a medication that was prescribed. However, the medication is $150,000, which he does not have for each dose. He does have an ergonomic computer, which was given to him. The claimant was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy type 2 and has had multiple biopsies to confirm his diagnosis. The claimant did come in with his brother, which he was using for support. He did not present with a wheelchair, but did use his brother for support and is able to walk short distances. His family doctor is Dr. Jose Gonzalez. He does take Tylenol occasionally for pain relief, which he says does not really help him too much. The only physical activity that he really does is light weights in a gym to help him keep in shape. The claimant also does have a provider who helps him with daily living activities. Family history, the father is 56 and has kidney failure and cancer. He has a cousin with muscular dystrophy who died at 3 months of age. His mother is 51 and has hypothyroidism, uterine cancer, and had Guillain-Barré syndrome. Medications, none. Medical problems, spinal muscular atrophy. Major surgeries, fracture of the right femoral head in 2014 with an open reduction internal fixation, appendectomy in 2008. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 176 pounds. Height, 6 feet, 1 inch. BP, 144 over 106. Second reading was 138 over 93. Heart rate, 73 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 97%. BMI, 23. General. This is a 25-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild distress secondary to muscular atrophy. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his brother. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant was wearing contacts, and his vision appears to be normal with contact lenses. Snellen vision. OD corrected is 20 over 20, and OS corrected is 20 over 20. The claimant was wearing contacts, and we could not do an evaluation of his eye vision. Binocular corrected is 20 over 13, but he appears to be able to see very well with his corrected eyesight. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat antalgic. The claimant did have to be supported by his brother. He did not present with any assistive devices. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign was positive. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant had inability to flex his thoracolumbar spine and his hip area as well. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to imbalance and weakness. There is decreased range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position. Was unable to be performed, secondary to weakness. And the claimant was unable to get up on the examination table. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. and the claimant is only able to flex at 90 degrees and has to basically flex his knees with his hands. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position, and he was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant has difficulty in walking and has to be assisted by another human being to be able to ambulate. He is unable to walk on his heels and toes and has difficulty walking at a tandem rate without support. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he did not present with any assistive devices, but does have wheelchairs at home and other devices to help him ambulate. Neurological, grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch opposed fingers and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were slightly increased at +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the upper extremities and +2/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. However, the claimant does have a decreased grip strength of +3/5. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of atrophy of all four extremities. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is decreased grip strength of +3/5 bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses and contact lenses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to spinal muscular atrophy type 2. Probable diagnoses: spinal muscular atrophy type 2, confirmed with physical examination, is not being treated at this time, secondary to lack of funds. The claimant is able to work at this time at a call center, but still needs a provider and assistance to care for him at all times. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Roberto Garza, Jr.